The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, on the line now is Dermot Good, insurance expert at TotalHealthCover.ie, which is a Loughton company. Dermot, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, the reason we're talking to you is we just got some breaking news that VHI are hiking their prices again.
Yes, unfortunately, now more bad news for consumers. So what has happened for the last 2 years is every March and April, VHI and Laya respectively have increased their rates. So last year, VHI went up in March by an average of 7%. We were expecting more increases, and they've confirmed that now. So from March, they will be increasing most of their plans by an average of 3%. Now, once again, Pat, people need to be very careful with those averages because this is just the average for this one increase. Some plans will be higher or lower than the average, but people have to remember they have to also factor in the increase that came in last October, which was also about 3.5% average. So looking at the cumulative impact now for people renewing on the same plan from the 1st of March, they are looking at increases potentially of up to 10%. I see one plan could be 13%. There are some people who will be lucky on certain plans where there's child discounts, and they might see a lower increase. But look, there are more increases coming through. And Pat, I don't think we're finished yet. I mean, we're expecting Laya are going to have to confirm their rates. Now, we have no definitive position from them yet, but we are expecting that there will be more increases. And because look, the levies, people might not be aware of this. The levies are one third of everybody's premium is a levy that goes in to support this risk equalization scheme. They're going up slightly, roughly by about 10% on the 1st of April. That has to be factored in as well. But look, you know, there are more increases now coming people's way that really, I think, will just prompt more and more people to shop around, which they should be doing because there's loads of new plans on the market right now, and there's a new entrant on the market. So there's never been more choice. But if people, if they don't shop around, they have further price hikes coming their way.
Now, that risk equalization you talk about, and that was because Laya was the legacy provider. VHI was the legacy provider, and they had a lot more older patients and so on. And the newcomers, like relative newcomers like Laya and so on, they were having to kind of pass over some of their premium income to account for the age profile of VHI. Do we know anything more about risk equalization and how the cohort of patients in each of the insurers now looks?
Do you know, Pat, we don't actually have any, I suppose, definitive data on that. However, it is a very complicated mechanism, but it's a very necessary mechanism, because what it does is exactly as you described. I mean, VHI traditionally has most of the older members, so they are carrying a disproportionate claims risk compared to everybody else. So what this system does, it's a subsidy scheme that everybody pays, the insurance companies, we all pay into it. And then from that, the companies like VHI who have that higher claims risk, they are compensated from this fund. So it goes hand in hand with community rating. And the whole idea being, so for example, if I'm a new entrant into the market and I attract all the sub 35 year olds who, as we all know, really won't be claiming that much, or they won't be claiming for high cost procedures, well then, look, I will still have to pay into this fund and the other insurance companies will be compensated. Mm-hmm. And there's loads of other aspects of this. People who have very long-term high-cost claims, there's additional compensation measures in there. But this scheme is reviewed each year by the Health Insurance Authority, and they make recommendations to the minister to make sure it's functioning as it should be. So there are more tweaks coming on that front. I mean, I would say, Pat, the key thing for a lot of your listeners now is too many people are still auto-renewing their cover. In other words, they are rolling the cover over without shopping around. If they do that with this extra increase, just this increase alone, like, for example, a retired couple will have to find maybe an extra €300 just for this increase. And maybe when you add on the previous increases, it could be double or triple that, depending. And what they don't realize, just to give people a couple of examples, and in fairness to VHI, they've launched new plans in January as a reaction to the new entrant Level Health. But people on their top plan, Premium Care, which will now be €5,000, they just launched another plan, virtually identical, which is like €500-600 cheaper. And they've also done the same on some of their advanced care schemes. So my advice to everybody now is, look, forget about these increases for the moment. One phone call to your existing insurer and simply tell them you can't afford the increase. And the question is, do you have a similar plan that offers similar benefits but is lower cost? And don't be afraid to disclose your budget, because that just focuses, you know, them as to exactly what they have to do. And sit back and keep them on the phone And you would be shocked sometimes, particularly people, and a lot of these are older members, Pat, who are afraid to shop around. You know, 50% of all people get a better deal with the same insurance company. So make that phone call. And if you're not up to it, get somebody that you trust to do it for you. And you might be shocked, you know, with what, in a positive way, with what they can offer you. And if not, you simply repeat the process with the others. But really now is the time to shop around, because these increases are going to add hundreds onto people's bills.
Dermot Good from TotalHealthCover.ie, which is a Loughton company. Dermot, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.